You Are More, a podcast to inspire vision, hope, passion, and enlightenment, to help facilitate and move you forward in all that you are called and created to both do and be on this earth. You are more. Welcome to my podcast, You Are More. I'm your host, Amy, and I am excited to be with you today. I've got something great to talk to you about. First of all, just a little housekeeping. I'm excited to announce that starting next Thursday, April 4th, I am launching a four-week Bible study on four keys to winning in life. I think it's going to be a Zoom class. It's going to be 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. I hope you can join me. Hop on. My only thing is I'd love to see your beautiful faces on, so keep your cameras on. That's the only requirement that I have. I would love to see you. It's going to be a powerful time. 4 weeks. It'll be from 6 to 6:45 a.m. every Thursday morning in April. And I was sitting in church on Sunday, and all of a sudden I had that feeling like, hey, do a four-week Bible study. And I'm like, well, okay, I couldn't think of a time where I would be like, I could gather people 4 weeks straight in a row with just different commitments. And I'm like, well, I'm going to take to Zoom this time. So we're opening it up for everybody. I'd love to have you. I think it's going to be a great, great time together, and just continuing to help us navigate and move the needle forward. Because remember this, 2024 is still your year for more. It's your year for more. And on that note, I want to talk to you about what we're going to talk about today. I want to talk to you about discouragement and the sin of discouragement. Did I really just say the sin of discouragement? I did. And I want to talk to you about the power of recognizing it as that in a moment. But I want to talk to you about discouragement. It is a veil that comes upon our soul. It is a cloud that hangs over our head. It is a common theme in life. And then when you're pursuing something, discouragement is an enemy to your dreams. It's an enemy to all things. I was reading a book the other day, and I want to read some of this to you because I think it's just powerful. And I think that when you think about discouragement and the weight of it, we've all felt it. If you're doing anything on this earth, even as a kid, I mean, when you're in sports, when you're doing anything, you've felt that sneaky, dark, oppressive, what's the point? Why am I here? Why is this happening? Discouragement. You go through those stages. But I want to start to give you a word of encouragement about discouragement. Discouragement from a biblical perspective is one of the enemy's greatest tools in his toolbox against you. That's interesting, isn't it? Think about this. You probably heard this story. The devil had an auction sale on all of his tools. One by one, he let them go, all except the last little wedge-shaped tool called discouragement. When asked why he would not part with this one, he replied, "When all other tools fail, I never fail to wedge my way in with this one." According to another story, Satan and his demons had a conference and decided that discouragement really stops Christians. It stops everyone. They also found that discouragement was baffling and frustrating, and it took little effort. It was found to be both the easiest and the most devastating weapon. So one little demon went out to try it. He landed on the shoulder of a Christian and whispered, "You're discouraged." Looking around, the Christian blinked, shook his head. "Must be hearing things," he murmured. "You're discouraged," the little demon said once again. "Yes, I guess things aren't going too well," admitted the Christian. "You're discouraged," the voice said the third time. By this time, the Christian had a dark gloom hanging over him and wondered how he could get through the day. Hurrying back to headquarters, the little demon triumphantly reported, "It worked! It worked!" It worked so well that he merely suggested that the Christian was discouraged, and soon he really was. And he decided to go out and try it again. This time he came to a Christian who really knew God's word and trusted the Lord completely. "You're discouraged," whispered the little demon. Looking around, the Christian straightened his shoulder. "What's that? Discouraged? I should say not." Not a bit frightened, the little demon tried once again. "You're discouraged and you know it." "Me? I have an all-powerful Heavenly Father. My Savior is ever present with me. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Me, discouraged? Not for a moment." With that little demon left and reported back to headquarters. Asked how he made out, he reported, he had suggested that to the Christian that he was discouraged, but it did not work at all. Now he moaned, I'm discouraged. Here's the thing, guys. There is so much power when you can look at it differently. If you can look at it, discouragement is a tool of the enemy. I think that sometimes as humans, as Christians, as people walking around on this earth, we've come to take discouragement as something that is just part of life, and it is, but we've kind of put it on like a blanket. And sometimes we walk around with the robe of discouragement wrapped tightly around us. And I'm telling you, I kind of want to send a clarion call out to you today. If you're walking in discouragement today, refuse it. Reject it. Discouragement is an enemy to your life. Discouragement is not something to be coddled. Discouragement is not something to be, catered to, sat on, thought about, comforted, enveloped. It is something to violently refuse and reject. Guys, does this sound serious? It is serious. When you understand that you are on purpose, that you have a mission in life, that you've been given all things that for success and for godliness and for abundance, the Bible says that daily he loads us with benefits. Does that mean you're going to have trials or you're not going to have trials? You have tools and you have keys to overcome. But this one of discouragement is sneaky. It is sneaky because it comes wrapped so nicely. Oh, I'm discouraged. Aren't you? Yeah, things aren't going my way. I don't have what I thought I'd have going on. This didn't work out the way I thought it would work out. That person, you know, didn't do what they said they were going to do. My business partner failed me. Da, 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 da. If you look around, you have every reason to look and have discouragement. You have, there's reason upon reason upon reason upon reason to go, I have discouragement. But here's the trick. We are one spirit, right? Like we are mind, soul, and body. We are a three-part being. When you walk with the robe of discouragement around you, guess what happens? You walk with an energy that is not near as high as your energy level can be. I don't want to get into like a energy, vibration, frequency, but when you're in a discouraged state, your energy is low. What you're bringing to another person on the other side of the table is low. When you walk into a room and you're discouraged, the energy that you send to that room, the energy that you bring to that room, the countenance that you carry, the way you carry yourself, all has a vibration. It all has an effect. Discouragement is the biggest trick of the enemy. And it's a trick because when you see that discouragement, instead of coddling it and, hey, just discourage, which is the human condition, when you refuse it and you reject it and you say no to it, right? When you say no to the sin of discouragement. And I like to call it that because then it gives me my power back. Guys, so many things in life we can feel victim to. And I'm not a victim and neither are you because we have choices that you make, right? But discouragement, you're working harder than you've ever worked before and you're making less money than you made. You're giving everything you can to a relationship and yet it seems to be falling apart and being further distant. You're working on a book and you spent years working on it and you launch it and you sell two copies. You go and you take on a new project and you start a new business and it takes way longer than you think it's going to take. Discouragement. Guys, it is your thief, but most importantly, you have to know it is your enemy. It is an enemy to your soul. It's an enemy to your purpose. It's an enemy to your destiny. And everything within you needs to reject it and not coddle it, not wrap it around you like a warm, cozy blanket. Reject it. Reject it, reject it, reject it. D.L. Moody, who many of you would be familiar with him, he's got Moody Bible Institute. He was a pastor long, long ago. He said, I have never known God to use a discouraged person. I've never known God to use a discouraged person. Huh. I've never known God to use a discouraged person. Interesting. But I started thinking about, like, well, why? Because there's lots of people walking around discouraged. But here's what I know. Discouragement casts you down. Discouragement is crippling. And it causes a lens to come over your vision. And it causes you to see things all through a lens of half empty, of impossibility, of not enough, not possible. Discouragement is one of those things that you have to cast it off, refuse it, call it a lie, because the Bible says that God is the God of all hope, right? And God is a God of the possibilities, not the impossibilities. He's exactly contrary to everything in our life. His you're in lack, he's provision. You need, like, his provision is always the opposite. He's the God of impossibilities. You might go to the edge and he'll part the sea, right? But he needs to grab onto that little seed of faith, because faith and hope are like the anchor. Like, I always think about faith, and I think about faith in the fact that faith is that anchor to my soul. Faith is what connects me to be able to have, or that hope is what connects me to be able to have faith. And faith draws things towards me. So if my hope starts to wane, guys, hope starts to wane, discouragement starts to take over, and we think, well, this is just for a little bit, or I'll cater to these thoughts today. It's just how I'm feeling. It's just where I'm at. I'm telling you guys, it is trying to take your life over. It's trying to take your course over. It's trying to take your destiny. It is not something to coddle. It is not something to cater to. It is something you have to throw off and violently say, absolutely not. I'm not going to be discouraged. I refuse this. I refuse this. I refuse this. I refuse this. And you can refuse it because the God of all hope, the God of all hope, the God of all hope, right? The God of all hope. You may go through trial, but he'll lead you victoriously. He'll lead you victorious through all things. You have to know, just because you might be in the ditch today, he will lead you to victory tomorrow. You're going to come out of trouble. The Bible says the righteous come out of trouble. Come out. They come out. They come out. They don't stay in it. But here's the thing. Can they stay in it? If they cater and coddle the discouragement, it is the thief. It is the enemy. And once you recognize it, honestly, sometimes I think, if you got so much discouragement coming at you, I would take it as a guidepost that you're on the right path. Flip the narrative. There's so much power in the flip narrative. Flip the narrative. When you're walking through discouragement, know that, you know what? If there wasn't anything great on the other side of it, you wouldn't be experiencing the resistance you're experiencing now. If there wasn't great provision, if there wasn't great opportunity, if there wasn't greatness on the other side of your discouraging situation, you wouldn't be facing discouragement. It is a front. It is a tool. It is the biggest toolkit in the enemy's hands and in his enemy's case towards you. Doesn't that give you your power back? Doesn't that make you say, well, heck to the no. I'm not going to cater to this. Heck to the no. This is not how my life is going. Heck to the no. I will be victorious. I will exalt in my victorious God, right? There is so much power in casting off discouragement. So much power in saying no to it. So much power in refusing it. Refuse, refuse, refuse it. Because take it as a guidepost. Take it as the biggest guidepost out there. And know this, discouragement creates a lens across your perspective. And when you see a lens across your perspective, it's a lens of impossibility that's trying to take you. It's a lens of lack. And here's what I know. When you change how you see things, the things you see change, right? When you flip the narrative, that this is all working for my good. God's making a way. He's going to make a way. He is working for my good. This is all working in my favor. I'm coming out of this. When you see the flip narrative, when you embrace the narrative of this is a tool against me because he's coming at me hard, because there's greatness on the other side of it, you can rejoice in all things. You can rejoice in it knowing I'm on a path of purpose. I'm on a new destiny. I'm charting a new course. It doesn't look like the old looked. Guess what, guys? That is where life is. Life is in uncharting, not following the same path every day of your life. It's taking new paths, new courses, right? Move forward in newness of life. Move forwardness in the new thing. Yep, it's going to be wrought with discouragement, things that try to make you discouraged. But be of good cheer. Take heart, take heart, take heart. If I have anything to say to you today, it's this. Let hope fill your soul. Sometimes if I walk through a time where that voice of discouragement's really trying to take me on, you know what I say? This is a practical step. I say, Holy Spirit, be my hope. Be my hope. Be my ability to see this in a different light. You and me, be what I can't be. Show me the other side of this. Flip the narrative for me. Because I know that the God of all hope, the God of all hope, the victorious God of my salvation, who's always going to lead me in the path of victory. He leads you in a path of victory. That's why there's so many rocks of discouragement that get thrown at you. Refuse it, reject it, and know it is a lie to stop you from all that you're supposed to be. Guys, I hope that this has helped you today. When I recognized, when I called it a sin, that I could have power over it, that it was a tool in the enemy's camp to entangle me, to tie me up, to snare my foot, to keep me from moving forward. I got power over it in a completely different way. Like, no more, not today, not how it's going to be. Shake yourself. So quickly, just a couple keys that I've used to overcome discouragement. A is recognizing it and recognize it in a way that it's an enemy to your purpose. It's an enemy to your life. It's an enemy to your dreams. Recognizing is that, not catering to it. Oh, not talking about it and discussing it and discussing it and discussing it and keeping getting more of it. So refuse it, acknowledge it, refuse it, or reject it, right? Acknowledge it, refuse and reject it. And then do the exact opposite. Go help somebody else that might be discouraged. There's always somebody else out there that's in a worse place than you are. So go be the light. Go bring encouragement to somebody else. And I'm telling you, that veil of discouragement will lift from you. If you keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep being the light in other people's lives and keep sowing into other people and keep bringing and delivering joy into other people, you will walk right past the veil of discouragement. But the one thing you have to know is the God of all hope, the God of all hope, the God of all hope, right? Release the God of all hope over your life, over your emotions, over all that concerns you, and watch your life. Watch the path that God takes you on, the bigness of it, the brightness of it, the access that he gives you to other people. And watch how you being a light to others literally lights your own path. Light another's world and your path will be lit. Light someone else's world, and again, your path will be lit, and they'll be lit deep in your soul. So God has such good things for you. Throw off the coat, the yoke, the weight of discouragement, and run with great joy and hope. He's working all things for your good. And know this, you are more. You've got big purpose and big destiny on your life. Throw the limitations off. Throw the impossibilities off, and look to the God of the impossible. The God of the impossible. He lives on the inside of you. He's one with you, right? Christ in you, Christ in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's all I got for you today. Be blessed. You're an overcomer. You're victorious. And God and you are a majority. Just think about that. You and God, you're a majority. And he'll always cause you to triumph. Remember this. You truly are more. If you like this podcast, please like it, give it a share. Please, I'd love a 5-star review. A written review would be amazing. But if you could share this with a friend, I would appreciate it. And as always, you'll hear from me next week.